Keep going. So let's do roll call, just go around the room and say your name, please. I'm Nate Green.
Megan Myers.
Jim Ellis.
Jeff Sod.
Jeff Walker.
Ben Kessler.
Sam Marcellino.
Mike Simpson.
Matt.
Matt McPeak.
Sarah Bull.
All right, thank you all for being here this morning. We have one big thing in particular to talk about in executive session, the easement with Continental. But before we get that, we wanted to talk about a couple things. I added the 450 North Cassidy update because I finally talked to Jason Torsak with Rich Russo yesterday. We do not have any tenants right now.
At all?
No. The tenant, the upstairs tenant moved out, is moving out. I think they moved out. They're either moving out this week or they moved out last weekend. He's, you know, looking for new tenants. It's a weird space. It is, when we bought it, it was mostly being used for commercial on the first floor. But it is the way that they split it up, whoever owned it, whenever. The downstairs is basically just one room and a kitchen and a small bathroom. The upstairs is an apartment. I don't know how big it is, but it's got a kitchen, it's got bedrooms and all that stuff. So he's out looking for a new tenant for the upstairs. He's obviously looking for one for the downstairs, but he's like, I don't really know who that's going to be. And he's been, you know, we've had that.
Are they connected at all?
Yeah. And I asked him, I said, you know, you manage this property. What would you do? And he's like, if you spend a lot of money to connect them, you're going to have to do a lot and not get a lot out of it.
Right.
Because he's like, you have two kitchens. He's like, you'd have to take the one kitchen out. You'd have to create space. You'd have to connect, you know, do all that. I mean, in his mind, he's like, you just kind of keep it as it is because there's really nothing. You'd spend so much money to improve it that we wouldn't get the value back out of it. So that's kind of where we are. Interestingly, though, and I don't know what we do with this, but I got a call from the manager of the properties that are to the the residential properties that are to the south of that.
Yeah.
And they want to buy it.
They want to buy that property.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Now, the reason we bought it is that we wanted to keep it so that we could develop that corridor, right? We've owned it for, how long ago, about 5 years.
Yeah, and the owner to the south, okay, this is executive session at this point.
You're right. Because
there's some insight into that.
Okay, which, why don't we go into executive session and do that then? I mean, we don't have anybody here, but...
Do you want to talk about the East Livingston short-term improvements?
Yeah, let's do that.
Before we do that?
Yep, why don't we do that?
So we closed on 2220 on Monday?
I don't know. No, Wednesday.
Tuesday?
Wednesday? That title company is so good.
Wait, which
one? Okay.
That's good to know. Which one?
It's a company. Yeah, it's Madison Title.
Yeah.
They were awful.
They were awful.
I know a great.
We were supposed to close. We should have closed last Thursday, but they were closed.
Yeah, we tried not to have that
travel company.
It didn't make any sense because they were closed for the holidays.
Someday,
that they could do it on Monday.
Tell them to move their offices to Bexley.
Slam
dunk.
Adam's always looking weird.
How much space do they need? We'll talk about that later.
It was
3,000 square feet. The new parking.
But anyway, we're closed on it. We own it. We've got access to it. I think you guys were over there looking at it yesterday.
Yeah, we went yesterday with Andy Bayshore, service director. Short term, we're going to just clean up it's like a landscape and litter, remove the bollards and asphalt right up against the sidewalk and plant the same trees that are up along like Peking Dynasty and others.
Yep.
Replace the windows. There's two broken windows, two or three.
Well, plus the doors.
Well, I've included the doors. There's one window and then the two doors, I think. And add electrical and network service so that we can put up cameras. Mm-hmm. So we're going to monitor the back and fronts of that just so that it presents well.
Yep.
Short term. And then long term, we have some interesting prospects.
What are the cost of all that, are we... You know,
we're still gathering.
Is the city bearing that? Is they going to come back to the
CIC? The CIC's bearing that,
okay.
Assuming it's okay with you. But we have to figure out what that is. So
we have to figure out
writing those up.
I mean, we talked about the electrical. We talked about $100,000 in cost, I think.
Electrical, we're just going to... So we're going to just restore service just to get an outlet working.
Okay.
And as far as we know, that's a pretty doable, low-hanging fruit.
We don't have plumbing?
$10,000 or less.
Yeah. I would think. Yeah. The bogey for me is the glass. Door. The glass can get expensive, and whether or not the door. It needs, but that's the, well, I mean, that's been plywood for...
Doesn't the city just have some doors hanging around?
Yeah, we do. We'll take one of those.
I have some doors in my attic.
There you go.
I really do.
So we just want to.
Does that expenditure mean that we anticipate keeping the improvements, or is it just such a low?
It's
a Band-Aid, and we still may raise the
improvements. My perspective is that not knowing, and this is why we're kind of talking about this, not knowing what the improvements will be, which is going to be a subject here coming up. We at least want it to present, like we at least want it to be to code, right? So like it's been in violation of code for 5 years. And so we at least want it to...
You know, went through the process to notice of a violation there, so we should probably...
Yeah, and they're actually in court.
Yeah.
And they put a hold on the court case because we were purchasing it.
Right. Yeah.
And we knew that. I mean, we knew that buying it, that was going to become our expense unless we were going to tear down the building like immediately. So I think getting it to the point where it's secure, it's at least neutral, if not attractive, on the outside.
Better than what it is today.
It's better than it will have been for 5 years.
Safe.
Yeah.
Yes.
And the landscape piece is like the bollards are part of the code enforcement issue. They're like these crooked, so they have to be torn out anyway. And when you're there tearing those out, you might as well put some landscaping in. That cost for us is very low.
So does it make sense to say, if we're going to spend any money on it, then we're committing ourselves to keeping the building?
I personally feel like if we're going to spend any money on it, we're committing ourselves to at least bringing it up to code while we figure out what we're doing with the rest of the property. Because even a demolition scenario...
We have to bring it up and spend
an option to just take it down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I agree. I mean, I don't know. I think that, you know, if we're going to spend $5,000... Okay, if we're going to spend $100,000, that's a completely different cost.
No, I think it's in the $5,000 to $10,000 category.
Okay, I mean, I think that's reasonable just to get it so that it doesn't look awful.
And even if we decide that we're going to spend $100,000 to $150,000 on it, and you know that it won't be a profitable venture, but we accept that, that's fine. But you hate to spend too much money and then decide to tear it down.
And we're going to have in the executive session. We'll talk a little more about that.
Yeah.
So,
and when you say spend $5,000 to $10,000, like again, I'm going to get in the weeds here a little bit. Is that third party checks, or is that half of that third party checks, and then half of it's like the cost of labor of the team here to go do it?
I'd say it's like a 2/3 third party checks.
Okay.
The real expense is going to be the electrician. Again.
Yeah.
Using an existing panel or a really small sub panel that they just put in just to get the service running with an outlet, which will be $1,000 maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably $1,500.
And then I'm not sure about the windows. That's the unknown for me. The doors exist. If we can get the doors to
just the glass,
just the glass. If maybe if they look at it and they're like, yeah, we can physically get this glass in these doors.
Or if it's a value, maybe a value replacement.
We didn't even need the doors to work.
We just want glass in there. That's exactly right.
Get it some other way.
Yeah.
So that's
true.
Yeah. You got it.
What's the likelihood that we replace the doors, get them fixed, and they smash them again?
It's very possible.
Yeah. Cameras.
That's one that we're gonna. One of the outlets are gonna be used for a light on the inside that shows there's literally nothing there except for a light on the inside.
Yeah. I mean, I know it's a reality. We don't want to keep paying for that expense over and over again either.
But that's one of the reasons we exist, not to keep on replacing broken windows, but because the private landlords won't replace the broken windows.
Oh, yeah, no, I get it.
And until we get a real user in there.
Yeah,
it just makes sense.
Yeah, it's just
thinking about the real user, we don't know what costs we can start to recoup from.
This isn't exactly comparable, but like when we put the garden shed down at Schneider Park, the extension where the playground is and everything, like... There were people who were like, why are you putting a shed with windows in it? They're just going to get broken. And we're like, well, we're going to keep replacing the broken windows. We have not had a broken window, that's you know, like the whole time. But like, and vandalism there has been
And it may not be
comparable to other parks.
I mean, it may just, I'm just thinking. I'm
Livingston's
just, you
know, not the I'm same thing, but it's
our costs, right? I mean, they're not. Our money is not infinite. I just want to make sure that we're just thinking through all those things.
Yeah.
And hopefully, I mean, we can talk about it. We'll talk about it in executive session. The hope is that we get somebody in there. Really, I mean, that's
100%.
Got some ideas from that. So
there's another unrelated but not unrelated update to give you guys, and it's not set in stone. But one of the things that council talked about during our budget prep meetings was ways to more fully fund the CIC, provide more funding to the CIC. Mm-hmm. And so what we proposed in our budget this year is that the economic payment and the land rent payment be retained by the CIC via a change to the agreement.
Okay.
So that also will
that'd be helpful.
Change the economic equation if approved. Council still has to vote on it.
I was going to say, start lobbying.
That's what I was
How much is that?
The auditor's opposed, just for the record.
It's
but.
The
167.
Okay. It's in the 170 plus, you know.
Wait, no.
You go, okay.
I think
176.
176.
Yeah, I've missed my numbers.
Nate, did you want more?
You're right.
I talk to city councils about money every day. I mean, can I get more? All right, that's cool. I think that's good. I mean, right? I think that's what we do, and we figure it out. At least shore it up. Okay.
Before we do executive session, yes. I don't mean to go backwards, but back to 458, one quick question. Do you know either and or what we paid for it and what we owe on that property?
We don't owe anything on it.
Okay, because that was the line.
Yes, and we paid... We didn't pay... We paid
actually, like I have the honor site right okay. up right now. I guess I can look.
That's probably about right.
Yeah.
May 28, 2019, according to the auditor, 162.
That sounds right.
We paid 425, I think, for 420 North Cassidy.
Yep.
That's a good guess.
So, yeah, that's probably 162 is probably right.
For the 458.
Well, I'm not a residential guy. I'm a commercial guy, so I don't know about value any more than anybody else does on that property, probably. But it's 1,320 square feet.
Yeah.
I mean, you put. I think it's worth way more than 162 today.
The auditor's appraised value is 284.
There you go.
And so I just
want you to take that. You can take that to the bank.
No, I don't. Yeah, exactly. Sure, that's dead on. Oh, we're on public record. I didn't mean anything, Mr. Robert.
I did. It's dense. Come on, man.
I don't know. It might be worth.
This is Nate Green, by the way. Whose voice is
the cost of connection? If that's even what we want. To convert it to a single family home and the cost of connection, because if we have a couple hundred thousand dollars of equity in there, there might be an exit strategy there of improving that property. But
well, we do. I mean, we've got, we don't.
Well, we have on it. We have so full we equity, have I guess, what I meant in terms exactly of upside right. to what we paid.
I mean, it's a thought. We could ask, we could get, I don't know how we do that, but we could get quotes for, you know, what if you turn it into just made it all single family? What if you turn it into just office? We could certainly do that.
Well, I move that we go into executive session to consider the purchase of property, both real and personal, tangible, or to consider the sale of property, either real or personal, by competitive disclosure of their information, would give a competitive advantage to the other side of Division G2, Section 121.22 of the RASCA.
Do I have a second?
Second.
We got to go around the room. Green, yes?
Gold, yes.
McPeak, yes.
Lindner, yes.
Simpson, yes.
Marcelino, yes.
Kessler, yes.
Walker, yes.
Saad, yes.
Hurley, yes.
And Megan doesn't vote. Although we have to invite her in every time.
Oh, yeah. Can I come?
Yes.
Question. In terms of the order
from I need a motion to move out of executive session.
So moved.
Come here. A second. So pick him up.
All those in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
So I feel like we could get creative with that.
All right. So we
did
also,
you say aye?
We
you said
about
aye, right?
The easement.
You just put on a twist.
I need a motion to approve the easement between, is it Continental, what do you stand for? Continental something, group.
Martin, CAG.
It's CAG, yeah.
CAG, the city of Bexley, and the Bexley CIC. So I need a motion to approve that easement. For all.
I'll move so, to
approve the easement.
Mike Simpson.
Second.
Gold.
Second Gold.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Awesome.
Anyone opposed, just to be super
clear?
Oh,
anyone
clear?
Opposed? Abstaining?
All right. Sorry.
Okay.
Got to have the record.
Thank you, sir. Do we have any other new business to come before the CIC? Old business? Can I get a motion for adjournment?
So moved.
Second.
All right, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, everybody have a great day.